Hi, this is Jeff Siegel, the wine curmudgeon, and today I'm talking to John Griffin, who's the dining editor and the wine columnist for the San Antonio Express News. John, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And John and I are going to talk about Texas wine for a few minutes today, and we're doing it at the San Antonio Wine Competition, where we just got done tasting a whole bunch of Texas wine. What'd you think, John?
Well, I thought the wines were very good. They weren't just from Texas, and the fact that Texas White, the Messina Hopchenin Blanc, took Best in Show for the whites shows that Texas wines really do hold their own up against wines from across the world.
John, what do you think, in the time that you've been tasting wine, writing about wine, what do you think is the biggest difference with Texas wine?
I think that the wine industry is catching up to the food, and I think that happens in cultures across the world, and a lot of other cultures have had a head start on us. Greek food, Greek wine go so beautifully together. Italian food, Italian wine, French food, French wine. And I think the wines are beginning to get to the point where they really are matching the foods that are indigenous to the area. We're seeing a lot of development in really good rosés that match barbecue and, wines that go well with Tex-Mex fare with, beef, which is what we eat here. And I think that, as people, the winemakers, look at that relationship, the wines will get better because our food is certainly wonderful.
Yeah, it's a real good point, and I talk a lot about regional wine, and I talk a lot about pairing regional wine with regional food, but one of the things that you bring up here that I actually hadn't thought much about is that Texas cuisine is a long ways evolved from what it used to be, and in San Antonio in particular, some of the best restaurants in Texas and some of the best restaurants in the United States. Why do you think wine was so long to catch up with food here?
I don't know. I think that beer, the popularity of beer, the popularity of margaritas, and people are slowly learning to appreciate wine more often. I think that's the big thing. And I read a study just yesterday that within the next 3 years, the U.S. will be the largest wine consumer nation in the world. And that is great news for the wineries, and further proof that, they need to keep at it and keep doing their best.
Let's talk a little bit about some Texas wine that you like. Who do you think has been consistently some of the best wineries in Texas?
Some of my favorites as far as consistency over the years would have to be McPherson Cellars out of Lubbock and Becker Vineyards in Stonewall. I also like Fall Creek's wines a lot. And there are a number of exciting newcomers from all over areas of the state.
Speaking of newcomers, are there some that you think can really do some, will be able to do some good over the next several years?
I do. I have liked what I have tasted out of Mason, Sandstone Cellars. There is a wonderful, relatively new winery. And I also enjoy the wines that Jason Englert is making now at Great Creek. It's not a new winery, but when you bring a new owner and a new winemaker in, to me that's new wine, as it were.
What do you think, in terms of growing the grapes to fit the Texas climate, which has always been a problem here, do you see some advances being made in that direction?
I do. I think that with places like Texas Hill Vineyard and Alamosa, and again, McPherson Cellars, and there are a number of others who are concentrating on grapes that fit similar climates elsewhere in the world, like Spain and Italy, and Sangiovese in particular, I think is one of our standout wines, and it's nice to see that gaining in acceptance with the consumers. They know what the word Sangiovese is now, and, you know.
It's the idea that the world needs any more Cabernet or Merlot or Chardonnay, especially from Texas. I'm glad to see we're getting away from that. What advice would you give to consumers in terms of trying to find good quality Texas wine and trying to find value in Texas wine? What would be some words of wisdom?
Always on value is to go to a wine shop that you trust. Develop a relationship, which means don't go at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, but go after work on a weekday.
Yes, John, that's certainly something that you want to keep in mind. Listen, I want to thank you very much for doing this with me today. This is Jeff Siegel, the wine curmudgeon. May your glass always be full, and may you always enjoy what you're drinking. We'll talk to you again soon.